Spectrum Medical to keep you well.
And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
Now, on this show, if you haven't heard from before, you're going to hear things on our show and on Josh Bernstein's show, which is at patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. You're not, N-O-T, capital 12-foot high letters like Hollywood, going to hear on any other network, radio or TV or even news blog or YouTube. We're going 100% down the truth and give you historical facts and other things. For example, there's a natural alliance between Persia and ancient Israel. King Cyrus of Persia is actually a blood descendant of Queen Esther, who's a Hebrew. Did you know that? People need to understand the reason why the Pinnacle of Jar of Babel was built was because he decided, the Persian king, that it was time for the Israelis to return and build their temple. People need to understand that the rise of Islam was in the 6th century, that's 6 centuries after Yeshua Jesus was here. The rise of Islam, which is supported by the crazy, at the time, Catholic Church, which is Druidic Church, it was taken over in the 3rd century by Druids, which are not Christians. And people need to understand this, that the Hebrew people and the Jews have been under persecution ever since because of the rise of this crazy Islam. And the Iranian people are decent people. They don't want to be doing this. The mullahs, if they could get away, would love to be able to say we're going to bomb Haifa and Tel Aviv. They're just afraid of what America will do. That's why they had their weapon system turned on and down that poor airliner, even though they should have had airspace shut off so nobody would go up in the air and get blown up in space. What I see happening is that we're really close to the fall of the Islamic regime, and they're calling for the Ayatollah to step down, even after 1,500 of their own citizens last week were slaughtered with live bullets and ammunition by the crazy Iranian regime and these mullahs. I think Trump should be much more Trumpian. I think he should fly in weapons, special forces. He should take out the mullahs, and he should literally let the people have an open election and actually elect who they want. There is a sectarian, non-hyper-religious state, because the people are sick of it since the 70s, since we actually put the Ayatollah in place then basically. So, we're close to catastrophe if we let the mullahs get away with it, because they would love to be able to bomb Israel and cause great destruction. They have lots of weapons that can do it, but they're terrified of what we will do to them. And it's only because Trump's in office that the mullahs send out these 15 missiles, and from my reports, they haven't killed anybody. Now, there's various fake reports out there. Maybe there are some Iranians and others. My ultimate intelligence is nobody died and nothing got destroyed. You know why? They know if they actually did anything really bad, that really, really, really bad things are going to happen to them, including taking out their entire, their government building, and all of these mullahs and their higher clerics could be assassinated so quickly they wouldn't even know they ever had a skin or a pulse. So, Josh, tell us what you think of what's going on. I think we are close to the state of peace, but we're really close to a disaster that could be created by inappropriate actions here, especially by idiots like the demon rats, the Democrats, and the Rhino Republicans, who are criticizing Trump for doing things that damn well it's a good thing he did, because the Iranians are now scared out of their freaking mind now about what Trump's going to do next to them. And his sanctions on them is going to really squeeze them. Their regime is going to collapse. Oil production is now down to a third what it used to be. Their inflation rate is 47%. The people are starving to death. And even though they're dying, they're not stopping marching, are they? Please continue.
No, they're not. And, you know, the walkaway movement is a big, big deal. We've seen many, many Democrats walk away from the Republican Party. The other way around. Democrats walk away from the Democrat Party and go to the Republican Party.
Right.
But the walkaway movement is alive and well in Iran, and especially in Tehran. And what we are seeing is the culmination of anger, resentment, and now, finally, they're woke. They are waking up to the fact that Israel and America are not the problem, and that we're actually the answer. We are the answer to what woes them and to what bugs them and to what is killing them. And that is their own government and the Ayatollahs and people like Soleimani and the guy who's going to replace Soleimani, whose name is Ghani, who's going to be just as ruthless and nasty.
Right.
But these are brave Iranian patriots that are going out in the street and they are refusing to walk on the American flag and the Israeli flag, which is wonderful. Some of them did, of course. But more than anything else, we here in America have got to get involved with this. We've got to have the Iranian-American people in this country that are here, that believe in freedom and liberty and prosperity. We need them to start marching in different cities around the country in solidarity with the Iranian people.
Right.
And I think that that is going to have to be the start of something big.
Right. Well, you know, I think this year could be a year where 2020 is clear vision. The clear vision, yeah. And we need to get through to Trump. I mean, I need to get you and Trump together for half an hour a week. I need to get John W. Spring here together so that, for example, Mr. Putin, you can obviously see the silence of Putin, and even China, indicates they're not being pulled in yet to the craziness of the Iranian mullahs. Putin wants to be in a G8. He wants to have his women not to sell themselves or try to marry Europeans or Westerners because their country is starving to death and their economy is less than that of Rhode Island, a giant empire of seven time zones. We have a situation where Putin sees that the future of Russia is so bad, the lifespan of males has dropped down under 52 years of age now. A lot of them are alcoholics, and he had to institute a few years ago a fertility day so that they would literally go home, have sex, and make Russian babies. People don't understand what's going on. Russia is a nation in collapse right now, and Putin's trying to save it. And people don't get it. He knows part of that salvation is working out a deal with Donald J. Trump and getting his damn nukes out of our sphere of influence in Nicaragua and La Rochilla, because the globalists that have tried to convince some of his people to put those nukes here are trying to get America to surrender to world government. That's not what we want to surrender to. We want to surrender to human decency. So the people living in the state of Israel don't need to worry about Russian or Iranian nukes coming in from Hezbollah to blow them up in Haifa, Tel Aviv, or Eilat. We want people around the world to feel safe, to have a decent dinner, drive a decent car, have a warm home, a non-toxic meal, and able to have live in their house and pay for it, and have a pen that doesn't skip. Right?
No doubt. Yeah, and let's stick on Iran right now instead of Russia.
Right. Right.
I think, first of all, you mentioned the fact that Iran has said death to America, death to Israel, and they've said they want to blow Israel off the map. Israel has the Iron Dome, okay? And the Iron Dome is a pretty successful mechanism to propel rocket attacks and things of that nature. Not to mention they have one of the biggest and strongest militaries, you know, in the entire world. So I'm not really worried about Israel per se being able to handle any threats from Iran. But what we have to understand is that we have a fighter in the White House. We have someone that is on the right side of history, not the wrong side of history. Now, we remember when the last uprising took place, Barack Obama sided against the people and instead sided with the mullahs, the ayatollahs, and the other clerics in Iran. Now we have Trump has come out boldly, immediately, and said, do not kill your people. We are watching. America is watching. These people should be free and everything else. And isn't it interesting that American Democrats are the ones that always side with our enemies? American Democrats are the true enemies to freedom, not the majority of the Iranian people. And you can clearly see that from the news reports. You can clearly see that from Nancy Pelosi saying that these people are marching for different reasons. No, Nancy, they're not. They're marching because they're tired of being oppressed. They're tired of having people dictate to them what they can do with their lives and how to live their lives. And if they get out of line, they're murdered. And that brave Iranian patriot who had the gall and the bravery, and God bless him for doing it, to pull down Soleimani's poster, I hope that he is safe. I hope that he is protected, but that could be a death sentence in a place like Iran. And it's unbelievable all these youngsters that are coming out and they're finally realizing, you know what? We've been lied to, man. We've been lied to our whole lives by our government, telling our government that Israel and that America are the aggressors, when in fact it's our own government. They are literally chanting in the streets that our problem is internal, and it is the Ayatollah, which, again, is a death sentence in Iran if you speak out against the Ayatollah and the Iranian Revolutionary Guards and the government and everything else. So what we need to do is we need to forcefully push this awesome coalition of young Iranian patriots that are dying for freedom here. And the only way we can do that is show solidarity here in the United States. We need to have rallies. We need to have parades. We have to have something going on in different states that shows that you're not alone. We understand how oppressed you are. We understand what this government has done to you. And we salute you. We stand with you. And then I would do an arming of these patriots and let them take over their own government.
Exactly. The first thing I would do, number one, is I would have Donald Trump make a statement that he's going to demand a meeting, let's say by this weekend, in, say, a European country, of some of the senior moles like Rouhani, etc. Number two, he's going to demand that we're going to have open communication with the people that are in the resistance force. And what we're going to do is we're going to be constantly monitoring everything they do. So we're going to open up communication lines and drop in satellite phones and other things so we can actually record everything. Because, see, recording it is something that's going to embarrass the heck out of these mullahs. If you can do video recording of them, say, tearing down the sign and then killing somebody because he tore the sign down, this is going to embarrass them. So eventually the people are going to rise up. I think the total population of Iran is like 72 million. Is that right?
I believe it is, about 72 million people.
Yeah. So to me, it's a matter of, it's the same stuff that Trump does all the time, what he did, you know, The Apprentice. It's a matter of how do the things appear and who appears to be a player or a non-player. Trump's a player. He actually is saying, look, I don't want to tear down your regime. I don't want to destroy your economy. I don't want to kill your people. I want you to stop killing your people, and I want peace. And the only condition is stop making missiles and threatening America and threatening Israel. Stop building nuclear materials that are to weapons grade, and you're fine. And if you do on-the-ground certification of that, we're only going to leave you alone. We'll let you thrive.
Exactly.
Could you imagine,
Dr. Bill, could you imagine if this regime falls in the next couple of months, let's just say,
right,
and there is freedom in Iran and the people in the streets are yelling and screaming and holding up the American flag and the Israeli flag, and they're loving the fact that they are now free, and all these people are either arrested or killed by their own people. In other words, they take out their entire government, and they decide to be their own ruling people and rule themselves and have freedom. Could you imagine what this would do for President Trump's legacy?
Why does the wall
was impressive. Taking down the Iranian regime would make him godlike.
Okay, well, there's several ways that I would actually speed this process up. You see, if you have a wild animal, you don't negotiate with, you engage it, okay? So the first thing
if it has rabies, you kill it.
Right. So here's what I would recommend that Trump do, and he can have a variation on this. Number one, I would target the actual building where you know they're going to all be in there, and I'd actually do something from space to take them out or neutralize them. At the very least, make them all collapse so they can then be arrested and zip-tied. Number two, I would actually drop ship weapons to the citizenry of Iran so they could have their own force. When you don't have weapons or guns or ways of protecting yourself, then I would actually drop in leaflets over the military and say, now, stop trying to engage and destroy your own people, because we're coming in and we're going to destroy you if you don't stop destroying your own people. It's like what happened in the Tiananmen massacre. They couldn't actually get regular Chinese troops, so they had to hire special troops they thought would kill Chinese citizens. The average military person inside Iran isn't going to kill their own fellow citizens when they realize what's going on and how many protests are happening against the Iranian regime. So they have to have a special group like the Savat. They're going to kill Iranians just on orders, like a robot, you know, or kill a robot like Terminator. And what we need to have is make sure that these people that are doing this put on notice that we're coming. And the first thing we should do is take out the mullahs or neutralize them, drop in weapons to the people, send in communication devices, satellite phones and recording devices, and then that would put a layer of a compromise on these guys and say, look, if you come to the table, we'll take off our thumb off your carotid arteries, Iran. You can have an economy, and you can feed your people and stop promulgating war.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. You and I are on the same sheet of music. We must be co-musicians. I'd like you to lay out exactly how we can maintain this as a surgical truncation of the current Mueller regime. I call it the Mullenectomy. How's
yeah.
that?
Tell
us what you recommend that Trump does.
That's pretty good, the Mullenectomy. Look, yeah. I think it needs to take place. We've been messing around with this regime, allowing them to gain in strength and in nuclear capabilities for many, many years. The other administration basically just rolled out the red carpet and said, go ahead and build nukes for us.
Right.
Thankfully, President Trump has stopped that. But look, we've been dealing with this regime for over 40 years. And you know what? It's time for it to end. And here's what we do to make this thing end. The next strike that President Trump should be targeting should be on the Ayatollah himself and all of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards, which are obviously a terrorist organization designate, as well as the Al-Quds Force. And what they ought to do is they ought to find out when he is meeting, the Ayatollah is meeting with all of his generals and commanders and Al-Quds Force folks, and maybe there's 150 or 200 of them in a parliament building somewhere in Tehran. And when they are all meeting together, we unleash the drones on all of them. Then what we do is we send in temporarily 10,000 to 15,000 American troops. Why? Because we don't want the regime to come back to life, number one. And number two, we don't want to make sure that they have the capabilities of doing anything as a last-ditch effort to harm Israel or the United States or anyone else. So
right.
we send in 10,000 to 15,000 troops. We arm the Iranian citizens, and then once they're trained and they're ready to kind of put together their own government, we get out. We leave in 30 days. We allow
right.
them to take over. Now they have reinforcements. They have the firepower. They have the artillery to continue to make sure that the mullahs do not come back, and they can once finally be free. President Trump can sit back in the Oval Office and say, I took out the world's worst regime other than maybe North Korea in this century, certainly, and the last century. The Iranian mullahs and the Iranian revolution is now over. And if you think him saying, Reagan saying, Gorbachev, tear down that wall was historic, this would be 100 times more historic.
There's one other side of it that needs to happen back here. I'm watching on my TV, I have the script up, but I'm watching Fox, and it's got Nancy Pelosi, this maniac. Trump needs to actually declare not a state of national emergency or, you know, martial law, but one step below that. And he needs to start putting in jail people like Pelosi and Schiff and Nadler. He needs to actually start cleaning out the deep state agents inside our government, such as McCabe and others. They should all be wearing orange and not have a book tour or have access to the internet. This idea that we tolerate a form of a coup, which is what's going on, is dangerous. The idea that media can actually continue blathering the same stuff that young people believe in, and the reason why if it was an open election, it would be quite a battle for Trump, even though he has the truth and he's got God on his side. The reason why is because the young people are being treated like robots and fed garbage mm-hmm. from the media and the universities. So we need to close down. The funding for universities needs to immediately stop. We need to have open discussion in every university. We're going to pull all your funding. We need to have a situation where we start jailing people either in university campuses, teaching courses that are against, causing basically what I call a geopolitical coup against our elected government. Because that's what's going on here. Why do we tolerate a coup? I don't know. Are we a banana republic? Well, we're going to become a banana republic if we don't stop this crap. And the young people, to be honest with you, are brainless. Most young people don't have the brains or the guts to ask good questions, and they don't want a dialogue. They want to say, if you disagree with me, you're an apostate. That's what young people are like nowadays. They don't want to discuss it with us, people that know better than them. They think that if we disagree with them, we're some form of geopolitical apostate and we're just a conservative maniac. No, they're the maniacs because they won't dialogue, because the solution, just like dealing with Iran that has a different religion, Trump's not saying you have to stop being Muslim. He's saying stop making weapons of mass destruction against America and against Israel. Stop weaponizing uranium. Stop supporting Hezbollah. I mean, these are common sense things that are decent, that transcend religion and nationality. And because Trump is doing this, the left doesn't know what the hell to say next, do they?
No, they don't. And what you have to understand is that Iran is like Barack Obama. It's the head of the snake, okay?
Right.
Barack Obama is the head of the snake of the deep state. We all know that. We know that everything was dictated and done from his liking, and, you know, all the spying, all that happened under his watch. The Ayatollah is the same thing, because Iran, in general, are the ones that supply the weapons to Hezbollah. They're the ones that prop up Hamas. They're the ones that are working in lockstep with other groups out there, other terrorist organizations. So if you cut the head off of the snake, now all of a sudden those other organizations are going to be leaderless, basically, and they'll kind of, you know, maybe they'll fraction and they'll say, well, we're going to do an attack here, we're going to do an attack there, but they won't be organized like they are now with Iran. Iran is the state, the world, if you will, largest sponsor of terrorism. I mean, look what they're doing in other areas, you know, like Qatar, or Qatar, I think it's pronounced. Look what they're doing in, of course, Iraq. Look what they're doing in Lebanon. Look what they're doing in Libya. Look what they're doing, you know, Benghazi was obviously they're doing. Tripoli years back. Hezbollah, Hamas. All of these organizations are basically funded and armed by the Iranian government.
Right.
So take out the head of the snake.
Well, I'm surprised that Trump didn't close down the deals. Another thing that has to be done with is Iran's business allies. Airbus, selling Airbuses to Iran. Why do we tolerate corporations and nations still doing business with Iran? We should have direct sanctions to nations and businesses that do business with Iran. That should have been done months ago, shouldn't it?
Yeah, look, we shouldn't have any of the allies, the UK, Germany, Italy, France, none of them should be allowed to do business with Iran. And if they are found to be doing business with Iran, we cut them off.
Right.
And believe me, they need the United States' monetary relief and trade and everything else much more than the Iranians do.
Exactly.
And they have more to lose with us than they do with
Iran. I guarantee you, an executive order from Trump could close them down in a weekend. And I guarantee you, Airbus would stop. They're trying to sell Airbuses to Iran. And anybody selling microchips, satellite phones, or anything else. And it would close down their society, and the Iranians themselves would protest. And then we should drop in, airdrop in weapons. Long before even our troops arrive, we should be giving, you know, contacts inside Iran, dropping, airdropping weapon systems into the Iranian people so they have tons of weapons. That should be happening today as we speak, literally.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think we've got to arm the people of Iran. I think that we're missing a great opportunity here because many of the youth of Iran are very pro-Western. They're very pro-America. Now, we know that Soleimani did not have millions of people out in the streets.
He was actually killing the protesters.
That he was dead. They were happy he was dead. The problem was the IRA and Al-Quds force and the government, they basically told people, you need to go out in the street and you need to say that you're sad for Soleimani's death. And if you don't do it, we're going to kill you. I mean,
well, guess
it's
what?
Really that simple.
I've heard from my sources that Soleimani killed Iranian protesters in the past. So, in other words, he's not the friend of the young people protesting the Iranian mullah government. He's the enemy of the young people. There were died.
Correct.
Only 16 young people died in that aircraft. That's just a small number of how many more were killed by live ammunition being shot at them under the orders of Soleimani, right?
Exactly. And I will add this. Many of the people, the youngsters right now, that are out protesting right now against Soleimani and the Iranian government Those are the children of the 30,000 slaughtered MEK activists, M-E-K right. activists, that were murdered and slaughtered in 1988 when they had their uprising. Well, guess right. what? These are the children of those MEK activists right now in the streets, and I should only hope and pray that these children get revenge for their deaths of their parents and their relatives, and they take out this Iranian regime as retribution.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to call our plan the Bernstein-Deagle Mullinectomy Plan. How's that?
I love it. Write it up, sign it, and I'll have my secretary endorse it.
It's surgery. Apply anesthetic of drop airship to weapons. Shut off the finances of businesses and nations doing business with Iran. Literally, if necessary, close off the Strait of Hormuz and chaperone boats in there and block off their ability to ship out any oil at all. And then hit the mullahs with a drone strike in their own building. And if we can find the GPS coordinates of the senior leaders of the Quds Force, etc., find out their GPS coordinates and make sure that you arrange an appointment like the secretary to see Allah. We're going to be our secretary for Allah. How's that? Which means we're going
exactly.
to
kill
you.
And you know what? You know, they talk about the deep state here in America and, you know, the intel community.
Right.
This is the Islamic deep state.
Yeah.
Okay? That's the equivalent of what Iran is. They are the Islamic globalist deep state. And
right.
they have spread their hatred and vitriol against America and Israel all around the world, from places in the African Horn
yeah, but...
to Madagascar to America to all over Europe to all over the Middle East.
Yeah, but remember,
East,
our deep state wants it this way.
This is what
they don't want the Iranian people to get freedom and good meals and safety and have a nice income and buy pay for their car. No. No, our deep state supports the deep state of Iran. They want the mullah people, the mullahs to persecute and kill students that are protesting. They want to make sure people
exactly.
don't have a decent meal and are starving to death. Yeah, they want to make sure they build drones and weapons of mass destruction and support Hezbollah rather than making sure people can pay for college and actually maybe get a training and go and get a business job in America or in the West and Europe. See, the people of Iran are not stupid. And the fact is, we're trying to pretend these people are in the dark ages. They're not. In fact, I would say something like 70% of the population are under age 30 in Iran, and they're not happy with the damn mullahs, are they?
No, they're not. As a matter of fact, as you just mentioned, you know, most of these people are young. Most of them are educated. Most of them are pro-Western. And
right.
a lot of them, again, are under the age of 40 or 45 years old. So you have a very
right.
young population in Iran. And then you have these mullahs that are in their 70s and 80s and 90s or 60s or whatever, and they're an older generation. They are, I don't even like to use the word conservative because that gives a bad...
They're not conservative.
They're conservatives in America. They're extremist radicals, basically.
Well,
and they believe in the strict, in adherence, I guess, to Islamic rule and law. And
by the way, they
don't want to cover up. These people want to be free.
They'll also cross the boundary zone between Shia and Sunni. And so they got this Sunni guy, Erdogan, who's a complete nutball in Turkey, who's already moving 3 flights a day to take over Libya and support the Muslim Brotherhood against the elected government. And we're tolerating it. Why? I don't know. I don't understand this. This is, again... What happened with Benghazi all over again?
One regime at a time. Turkey's a lot more powerful than Iran could even dream of being, number one. And number two, you are correct. This is the sectarian violence that has plagued the area of the Middle East for thousands of years, centuries we're talking about.
Right.
This is not something that just sprung up in the last 50 to 100 years. They've been killing each other for years and years.
Yeah, but now there's a dark alliance between Iran and Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and Russia. Russia's being kind of pulled into this, although I'm sure they're not happy with it. They don't see this as winning.
Well, you've got the Shia versus Sunni, right? So you have Iran, which is Shia. You've got Bahrain, which is Shia. And you have Qatar, which is Shia, for the most part.
Right.
And then you have all of the Sunnis. You've got Egypt. You've got Jordan. You've got Iraq. You've got Syria, right? Saudi Arabia, even for that matter. And so you have this Shia-Sunni fight that has been going on for many, many centuries.
Yeah, but now we have this dark alliance between Turkey and Iran, and I think this is a very dangerous situation because if they attack Israel, Israel's not going to put up with it. And the globalists, right, including inside Iran, want to do that, don't they?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And Dr. Drew?
Yep.
There was something okay, so pleasant about that place. Ah, wonderful. Good timing. And welcome back, and we have Dr. Truad here. Fantastic holidays. Again, lots of new announcements. You sent me some new data. You did some alpha tests on the Magi. Of course, we have up on our epigenetic frequency site on NutriMedical the Cell Vital mat, the QRS mat, the Magi, etc. And I'd like you to talk about the latest progress on the Magi, because you've been getting some feedback from people who have now got the Magi. I have two machines, and they're kind of amazing. You actually have to watch it. You don't leave it on too long, because it can overstimulate you. So a half an hour on full power is probably enough to start with, or 15 minutes. And after a while, you can increase it slightly, but then you just turn the power off and just leave the pad on your sacrum. But it, wow, it's amazing, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Thanks for having me on, Dr. Bill. We had the Alpha Group go out to a group of healers on the East Coast,
right,
and also down in Southern Utah. Exceptional healers that are very, very sensitive to energy medicine.
Right.
Doctor DePace, one down in Baltimore. My goodness, I could spend an hour telling you about what he discovered in the first 5 days.
Right.
But, you know, one of the things that's really exciting, Dr. DePeso has been one of, he hasn't seen a lot of exciting things with the Cell Vital, the CV, or the QRS. In fact, he was kind of the opinion it was so subtle that it wasn't doing a whole lot for the price, you know, pushing upwards of $4,000.
Right.
But what he's found when combining the Magi with the Cell Vital is suddenly, guess what? He's putting the Magi on his between his shoulder blades, where he has some knotting pain issues himself.
Right.
He called me all excited. He says, "When I'm doing this, after about 5 or 10 minutes of both machines going, he says, the Cell Vital now is making you can hear the audible pulse. You can hear it." And he actually tape recorded it with his cell phone, and sent me the copies, and he was just amazed.
Well, in other words, you're using the Cell Vital at the same time the Magi is on what, the sacrum or up in between the shoulder blades?
He actually had it right on his cervical area.
Right.
Up, you know, lower neck region.
Right.
And he was amazed because he was laying on both pads, but he can actually hear now the pulsing. And this is all his different settings of the Cell Vital. So suddenly it became
audible,
magnified to the point it was audible. And that's pretty significant in the fact that it just basically increases the potency of that other pulse electromagnetic field. We're still waiting on feedback from Germany. Why that's, you know,
I'll give you my theory about it, because I have a background in quantum physics. The machine, the little Magi, is probably, in terms of 10 million Gauss, the most powerful harmonic resonant frequency machine available. Now, I have a machine that goes into, you know, hundreds of thousands of pulse magnetic field. It's a much higher, we call Tesla Gauss field, that I have right in my studio. We've had it for, like, years. But when you combine that with the vortex math of the frequency spectra of the QRS mat, which I have, I'm actually sitting on one, or the Cell Vital, the next generation, what it's doing is it's using a mineral resonance to turn on your genes, because your genes are turned on by 432 hertz frequency mineral resonance to turn on structural proteins and enzymes. And what the Magi does is increase what's called a signal-to-noise amplification, so they make your tissues actually resonate like the strings of a harp. I call it the song of DNA. So you can actually hear the tissues resonating at frequencies that become audible. So actually you're hearing what's called, they've actually raised the intensity high enough that those frequencies ordinarily were inaudible become audible. Does that make sense?
Well, that's what I thought, is something like that was happening. But it was, the bottom line is the Cell Vital becomes even more powerful. He felt it for the first time himself, and his patients have been feeling it.
So in other words, we recently had somebody that bought a Cell Vital machine a few days ago that has a clinic back east in Ohio. And one of the things I want to do is I want to network with the people that have this so I can get them additional things like my harmonic resonant frequency therapy for epigenetic treatments. Because I think you can combine this technology. You can combine, for example, the Magi with the Sonic Life machine, which produces specific frequencies. The nice thing about the Cell Vital or the QRS mat is you purchase them, you just turn the darn things on. And whatever's out of balance, it tries to bring your body back into balance. I mean, you don't have to to fiddle or test or do anything other than making sure you have activated nutrients of all the minerals in the resonant frequency or monoatomic minerals. You need to have the activated vitamins and the building blocks like my red deer velvet. And the body says, okay, like the field of dreams, if you bring all the parts together, you know, the playing field for the baseball game will be there. It'll be, you know, if you build it, they will come. You know, in other words, the cell phone, the stem cells come and rebuild your tissues, and you can actually hear the song of DNA talk to your cells saying, let's rebuild your kidneys, your eyeballs, and your joints so there's no more pain, and we reverse aging. And that's really cool to hear that if you use a combination of, say, the CellVital or QRS mat, which I have, I can use my Magi and put it on at the same time, and I can get a synergistic effect. Or I can use that with my frequency therapy machines, which is the Pearl M Plus, the ProGen 3 Microcurrent, or the Sonic Life. So the Magi is an amazing little device. And you had to raise the price a little bit because it's cost so much kind of redesigning it and building it. It's now, I think, $795. But that's still really an amazing price for this device, isn't it? And you can charge it up in no time at all. It's got its own little battery pack and so on inside it. And it's real simple. You just wear it with a, you know, Velcro strap to hold it on your body and turn it on, put it on for half an hour a day or so. Turn it off and just wear the pad on the area. It's fiddle-proof, isn't it?
Yeah, we apologize. We had a couple of the first prototypes come out. As you know, the magnets are so powerful that we thought we had plenty of adhesive on there, but it wasn't the case. They kind of came together, and that's not...
Right, that happened on one of my pads, too, which I sent to you, and you sent me back a new one. You're right, they're so powerful, they actually... And if you're bringing something near, like a metal sink, whatever, go and it attaches. I'm thinking, these are super magnets. They're, I think, what are they called? NiCad magnets? Are they NiCad?
Yeah, neodymium.
Neodymium.
These are supercharged because they actually have 20 pounds of pull on each one.
Wow.
Roughly 20,000 gauss. If you look at, you know, if you had actually 10 of these in the structure,
right,
you're 180 gauss, 180 pounds of pull. Just in the static magnet, so they're pretty darn powerful. But we've got the problem rectified. We engineered, so we put some new
right,
adhesive S.
Okay, so
stability
so,
in that. So it's
there's two sides to this. You need the proper energetic field to create what's called a signal to noise to actually generate. Now, I always tell people that God creates like networking. That's why you and I got together years ago. You gave me a lot of the equations I integrate with my previous research going back to 1982 when I presented my lecture to a panel of biophysicists in 1982, Dr. Rollins at the University of Calgary. I'm at the point now where I'm actually starting to extract frequencies, radionic frequencies, from peptides, from pathogens, and from toxins. So, for example, if you have lead or mercury or a pathogen in your body, I can work out the atomic resonance to actually neutralize that pathogen radionically. I'm working also at extracting the exosome frequencies from the exosomes from a company called Organocell. So I actually want to extract the resonant frequencies and put them back in. And I think a combination of the Magi that generates a universal signal amplification technology and other things such as the Sonic Life or the ProGen 3 or ProLam Plus, or just using the CellVital mat or the QRS mat. So clinics out there that are listening, the first thing they should do is get a CellVital or QRS mat and get a Magi. They can put it on their people a half an hour a day, and the people can come by and just go, boom, boom, here's my scheduled time for me to get treatment. And then eventually they should get their own little Magi mat and just come in for daily treatments for the QRS. Because the QRS is like 24 minutes. If you have a full treatment cycle, you don't have to do it for a long time. So you can lay on a table or sit in a chair with a QRS mat or a CellVital mat, and it raises the cell's zeta potential and the ability of the cells to communicate with your DNA. So your cells say, hey, you know, I know how to do this now. I can rebuild your liver, your joints, and your brain cells, and your eyeball. That's really cool, but you need the building blocks too, which is why NutriMeds are so important. You need my protocol of nutraceuticals. That's why I strongly recommend if you get one of our machines like a CellVital or a QRS mat or the Magi, you should have a consult so I can determine with necessary testing, if necessary, even quantum testing, what supplements you're going to need to optimize your healing, because you need the building blocks along with the energetic and the informational field that's generated by these amazing machines. And you've got a whole range of them. You've got the photon sound beam, which Dr. Royal, he was just on the segment on the first hour, he's discovered that it actually makes cancer cell markers go away. He has for chronic pain, same thing. Use a combination, I'm sure you're seeing people that use a combination of Magi and CellVital or QRS. Their pain goes, doesn't it? It's amazing. Tell us all about it.
To let your listeners know, Dr. Bill, we've pretty much gone through the first 104 units that have been placed.
Right.
We were deeming it a success if we exceeded the placebo threshold up to around 50% success. Placebo threshold, as you know, is around 36%. People want to have something work. And so any pharmaceutical drug needs to be well above that placebo threshold to be approved, right?
Right.
Well, the initial tallies are we're batting about 90% success ratio with people.
Right. And by the way, I'm going to increase that to 100% if they simply take our supplements. To give an example, if you're going to take this to take away joint pain, you want to take our Inflamex, our Joint Performance Endomender, Micell D3, and things like Collagen Max. You take the building blocks along for your joints. If you've got problems with muscular problems, you may need mitochondrial support with mitochondrial catalysts. And if you've got stealth pathogens, you mean our antipathogenics. You need the activated vitamins. And when you take those along with you, go ahead.
Now we're in the pattern to see how long it holds, okay?
Right.
For instance, in the 1st of December, she started treatment about the end of November, right about Thanksgiving. Within 2 weeks, her dementia / Alzheimer's systems symptoms, her short-term memory came roaring back. She had complete recall. The neurologist and her husband were very excited about that one, of course.
Right.
And so far, so good. It's holding. You know, it hasn't regressed.
I like the idea that you explained to me about the combination of the QRS and CellVital and Magi. That's cool. And you see, it doesn't require to do a whole lot of testing. You just get the machines and turn them on, right? Now, believe it or not, you don't need to use them very long. In fact, you told me before when we had you on about a month ago that the Magi you don't want to use for the first while more than 15 minutes a day to a half an hour a day, and then you turn it off and just wear it. It's so powerful, you can have increased movement of cerebral spinal fluid, and you'll feel some pressure in your head because it's moving your CSF now as it mobilizes perfusion of all your tissues. You got to shut it off after a while, and you're going to get side effects and symptoms of a little overstimulation, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Now that's
how powerful it is.
We've had reports of individuals. One fellow's recovering from a series of concussions, and he had a lot of restricted blood flow in his brain and was having all kinds of symptomology problems. And, of course, he was kind of strung out on opiates for his pain. And he's actually been sleeping. He's reported to me just today. He's been every third night, he'll turn it on and strap it on his sacrum and sleep with it because it really keeps me in a deep REM sleep.
How long does he leave it on? Does he leave it on all night? Because I've actually done it a number of hours, and I reach the point where I hit my limit. My body says, Deagle, this is good, but too much good is a little bad for you. You're a little overstimulating yourself, so turn it off and just wear it. That's how strong the Magi is. And we have them available now. You got the next production line coming. We have the CellVito mat, the QRS mat, the Photon Sound Beam. We can get you also Pearl M Plus, the Sonic Life. But you need to be on the right supplements, and I will help you with that. So they're available right now. Go to NutriMedical, and we'll get it through our amazing colleague, Dr. Truwad, and his colleagues have brought the CellVito mat and QRS mat from Germany over here. It's available today. You don't need to wait decades or months. 2020, it's available now, believe it or not. Thank you, Dr. True. Amazing discussion today. Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow. Amazing discussion coming up. We're going to have Ellie Marzulli on an hour or two and John W. Spring. Remarkable shows coming up with Greg Ford back on Wednesday.